What does believing without doubting really look like? Well, in Mark 11, 22 through 24, it says, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their hearts, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have already received it, and it will be yours." I think sometimes we read this and we think, okay, so if I believe hard enough for this to happen, then it will happen. If I just believe hard enough, I'll make that mountain move. We turn it into a name it and claim it thing. But see, trying to will something to happen is heavy. We have our fists clenched on how we want the outcome to turn out. But that's not what Jesus is saying here. See, right before this, Jesus saw a fig tree and it had no fruit on it. And so he told that fig tree, "May you never bear fruit again." But then take a look at what Jesus did next. He said it, and then he walked away. He surrendered it to God after praying. He did not stand at the tree saying, "I believe, I believe, I believe," trying to will it to wither like we often do. He spoke it, he believed, and then he surrendered it to God.